B-Pod Studios.
Hello, Cameron. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. This is Garfield Grant calling to talk a little NBA basketball with you.
Okay. That's great. We had Garfield Grant on yesterday. Man's falling on hard times.
No, you didn't have Garfield Grant on yesterday.
Yes, we did. What are you, somebody pulling out some kind of prank?
I feel like I owe you an explanation.
You owe me an explanation. Okay, sure. What, you, that the gig's up? This, who are you?
I run a halfway house here in Los Angeles.
Who does? You do?
Yes.
And you are who?
Garfield Grant.
Uh-huh.
I run a halfway house here in Los Angeles, and next to the halfway house, we have a mission.
Yeah, yeah.
And inadvertently, a gentleman who was a resident of the mission got on the phone and evidently represented himself as me, and I apologize for the inconvenience. The gentleman is he's struggling right now, and he thought it was funny, and thought that he got one over on me. But I explained to him, I said, "Look, Skillet, you didn't get one over on me. You took advantage of some good folks in Florida. Skillet means well, but he's very early in the recovery process."
I can see that because he wasn't all there. And my apologies to you as well, because I thought that was you and kind of made fun of the situation a little bit.
Well, I've been where Skillet is, and it's not pleasant. There's nothing funny about it.
No, there really isn't.
And I hope that your listeners realize that's not representative of who Garfield Grant is.
And I'm glad you're saying that, Garfield, because too many people, such as myself, growing up, remembered you as an NBA player, two-time All-Star, very early on in your career before the bad stuff.
Very, very early, yes.
And when I had you on and I heard his name's Skillet, and I heard that, and part of me was saying, "Oh my God!"
I don't want to offend you, but in some ways, I would question your intelligence that you couldn't tell the difference between me and a street mom.
Well,
but we'd never spoken to you before.
Well, you have, and I have.
Oh.
We had Garfield on probably about 8-9 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Remember when you were trying to do the TV stuff? And you were hosting, you were one of the co-hosts of the Grammys. Right.
Well, did he sound like this gentleman or the gentleman yesterday?
He sounds like this gentleman.
So how could you think the guy yesterday was Garfield?
I didn't know if there was some kind of relapse. You don't know what happens in almost a decade. And
that's my fault, because I've been through some dark times and some dark places. And I think it's been well documented that certainly my biggest battles were a long way from the basketball court. Basketball came quickly and easily to me, and it left my life just as quickly and just as easily.
Because of heroin.
Because I took it for granted.
You heroin for granted.
Right.
That's right.
Garfield. That's the name of my latest book, Taken for Granted. My last name, Grant, is right. Capitalized, and then the E-D
right.
is lowercase,
right.
and that also has to do with my battle with erectile dysfunction.
I didn't know. I don't know if I want to get into that. I mean,
a lot of people don't like to talk about it.
Right, right.
It's something that affects millions of men. I'm a spokesman for a pharmaceutical product that's all natural.
All natural.
Yeah.
Pharmaceutical. Okay. Okay. You sure it's not like an herb or something instead of a actual pharmaceutical?
It is an herb, but it's a pharmaceutical grade herb.
Right. How long did you suffer from erectile dysfunction? You know the old stories back in the NBA, back in the 70s and early 80s. There was a woman in every city, Garfield.
Well, I've been, you know, I've been down the back roads, the back alleys, and just places that you don't want to go in life.
No.
I've been down some very dark roads.
Right.
And I've battled, you name the substance, and I have battled it at one time or another. And this takes a toll on the human body. In my first book, if you remember, I detail that the outcome of me abusing my body between the drugs and the unmitigated promiscuous sex, you know, nonstop. Life was a party,
right.
Night and day.
Right.
24/7, 365.
Right.
And, you know, I've come out of that with neurological damage.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a cancer survivor. I had cervical cancer.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry to hear that. A lot of
And that may have been related to my basketball career because, you know, the close contact.
Sure. Sure, with other players, and back in your day, you were allowed to hand check.
Yes, and you know, it's cervical cancer is nothing to fool with.
No, it is not. Yeah, that's right. Before we we'll let you go, and again, my apologies to the audience, my apologies to you, Garfield, and for assuming such a thing and being, you know, I guess naive. To what's going on out there in the real world?
Your naivete was taken advantage of by a street drunk,
right.
And you know, I don't know who that reflects the poorest on, whether it's on Skillet or you.
Thank you. Skillet did seem like deep down inside he was a nice guy, but he just didn't recall.
Did it not occur to you that at some point I'm talking to a street drunk?
Yes, I'll admit.
I'm talking to somebody who slept in a bed of his own vomit last night.
I understand that, but I was also under the assumption I was talking to you, and you just went.
I don't know how you could. At my worst, I never sounded that bad.
I didn't know that. I don't have.
I won an NBA championship.
I know you did.
You know, under the influence of at least six different substances.
I know. Was that with Portland or Seattle?
I believe it was with Seattle. I think I only had maybe three or four. With Portland, I definitely had six or more, including Winstrol. Heroin, cocaine, and I don't even know what half this stuff was. They just put it in a baggie, and I would either inject it or smoke it.
Oh, man. But it's nice to know that you're through that. You got the halfway house now that you have, that you run, the program.
I run that to try to help at-risk youth.
Mm-hmm. And old people.
Don't fool with drugs. They'll bite you.
Okay. Cancer survivor, cervical cancer.
I did. I had cervical cancer for many years, and luckily that's been taken care of. I got some very good doctors here in Los Angeles.
That's very good. All right. Garfield, I hope. Let's not make it 10 years, okay? And
Let's not. And there is one thing I should update on you. Yeah. I've changed my middle name to Geronimo.
You've changed your middle name to Geronimo? So you're Garfield Geronimo Grant?
Yes. I don't know if you're aware of this, but with some of the technology that they have on the, I shouldn't say cell phones, it's digital now, and not cellular at all, but part of that is the 3G network.
Yeah.
So I changed my middle name to Geronimo so that I would have 3Gs in my name, and let's keep our fingers crossed. I'm trying to become a spokesman for the 3G technology.
Well, great luck. And give Skillet our best.
So far, no luck on that, and I'm making about $16,000 a year running this dead-end halfway house. Okay, well, I just wanted to apologize for the confusion yesterday.
All right. Can I get reimbursed on the phone card that Skillet got? I gave him like a $50 phone card.
Well, I told you, I'm making $16,000 a year. I've not sold a single copy of my book.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, but it's nice.
And I'm trying to scrape together money to get a website.
What would that be? What website would that be?
Just a website where people can order the various products,
right.
Cheeses. But every time I try to register any domain name, it's any combination of my name. Yeah. I'm sued by this gentleman who did evidently a cartoon based on me.
What was that called?
Garfield.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Someone you know suffers from an addiction to bad radio, please go to stanandhaney.com for help. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey! Hey, 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 everybody. Stan and Haney. Jeez.
He's a slow study, that one.
There you go, bro.
Truly, a slow study.
I am in a very, very vulnerable position right now.
I gotta address this right off the bat. Okay. Right out of the park, because I had a nice talk with a few people who know this situation.
Oh, God.
No, you're gonna... already know your angle.
Oh, Stan.
Now, wait a second.
There is no angle,
hold on.
Man. There's no angle.
Hold on. There always is with you.
No, there isn't.
Yes, he's a good boy.
I am.
Here's the angle.
Say it. You're a good boy. You're a good boy.
Yeah.
He, when
I'm a good
when
boy.
You're, a dear friend of mine said, when you're backed into a corner, the best way to get relief from that is,
you're all right, Dave.
Is sympathy.
You're all right.
No, man, and that's not no. And you need to forget
that.
And
so he comes in today, hat in hand. He comes in today, hat in hand, because it was a rough day.
What?
It was a rough day yesterday.
Nothing, man.
No, tell me. What?
I'm on the edge, bro.
Oh. This is, yep.
I'm on the edge, man.
So he comes in today, hat in hand, and he sits down. By the way, it is Friday because all this past week, Dave's been in the other room holding up a wall. Now he just sits on a stump.
No.
But he comes.
He
comes in today. What do you got planned for today? See? So he comes in.
You know what I got planned today?
Stan,
you really want to know?
He's on the edge.
Well, this is it.
I am on the edge, man.
He's bringing it up. It's almost like in a court of law, when it's brought up by the defense, the prosecution can use it.
I'm trying to talk to my buddy, man.
Because of an angle, you're backed into a corner.
No, that's not it. And you know that. Oh, you drive me nuts.
Please, I'm asking you to just be quiet here. I'm trying to stay calm about this before I lose my mind and I hit you like a trip hammer. So he comes in today, hat in hand. Because I'll admit it.
Oh, man.
Yep. I'll admit it. Yesterday, he was caught in two lies. And it was tough on him. It was tough. I don't. When you have a grift going and it's exposed, it's tough. So he comes in today, and I've heard from numerous people that I got a card. Who's the card from?
No.
I bought that Tuesday before I knew the truth, and I just can't bring myself to throw it in the trash.
This is BS.
Because these things cost like $5. So
D-Train.
The sentiment still stands. So
no.
Dave.
Dave.
And I want to open your card in just a second here.
You stay on the path.
Well, he's not on the path. At least that's what he wants everybody to think, because he came in today, hat in hand, after a rough day yesterday.
Well, if he came in hand, how come you're picking on him?
I'm not picking. I haven't said anything.
Then why is he all upset?
Because he knows what he's doing.
Dave,
no,
what's
that's
going
not
on?
The case, man.
What are you
and
upset
that's not
about?
The case.
Because he says he's not doing anything.
I came in today, and I said, Stan, can I talk to you for a minute, man?
Yeah?
And I said, no, I'm busy.
Oh, BS. Yeah, he's staring at a screen with nobody on it. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, that's nice and peaceful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bunch of bubbles floating around.
So he
around.
Comes in.
So I said, Stan.
It's fun to watch the screensaver.
Hey, go ahead. Say
I said,
you,
Stan.
Say
I said,
what you got
to
say.
Can I talk
but
to you
I got
to
open my car.
I said, I'm on the edge, man. I said, I really am right now. I said, I'm fighting it. I'm fighting it hard.
He told me today he wants to go and drink.
Yeah, I said, you know, I am...
That he's real tempted to drink.
And you know me, I will...
But you know what's going to happen.
Guzzle down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what'll happen.
And,
like,
and
you know,
and he expected 30 me to
minutes.
Say, he expected me to say, oh, Dave.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I was,
know.
No, Stan. I'm trying to talk to you as a friend, man. And it's
but what's
going to,
if he did just go off the edge without talking to you,
You've
told him he can come to you, and he's telling you I'm in crisis.
I don't think I ever said he can come to me.
Yeah, you have. Yes, you have.
Trust me, I got enough problems. I don't need that. You know, but I understand that's what your natural reaction is.
Well, let's see what your card says.
That's your default.
Oh, God.
This is D-Train.
That was very thoughtful of you, D-Train.
Got me a card. This was before he knew the truth. This is nice. If you ever hear that little voice...
Don't do it.
...telling you
Don't
to,
you do it.
Can't...
Don't you do it.
I can't read a card that my friend got me? Are you that selfish?
No, man. I'm just... I'm.
Are you that selfish?
I haven't even begun, and I'm already done.
Now look, he got me this card earlier in the week. Do you All want right. me not to read the card?
No, is it don't read the card. You know what we need to do?
I'd like to read my card.
We need some tough love first. Stan?
Haney? What?
If Dave is going to drink, I think he should do it in front of us.
Yeah.
If you want to drink, I want you to finish the whole bottle.
You on the edge? Let's see.
Is this what you
want
to do?
Is this what you want? Because you're looking for it.
Is this what you want? Is this how it's going to be?
No, man.
Is that how it's going to be?
I don't want that right now. No.
You don't want it.
But you just said you did.
You just told me you did.
I am fighting it, boys. Okay? So just get stopped. Just go on. Read the card.
What?
Just read your card.
Your Uncle Haney said it's time for tough love. Here, I'll open the cork again.
That's okay. It's on my hand, man.
You don't want that.
No, I don't need it.
Say, tell everybody, you don't want this.
I don't want it. I don't need it.
What about after six, huh?
No.
Woo, woo, woo.
No, I got somewhere I'm going after six, bro.
Okay.
Oh, what?
I'm going to a meeting tonight, man. I'm going to go and...
Good boy.
Yeah.
See, I told you he's a good boy.
So, everybody, let's go, because after this was what I was told. Aw.
What are you talking about?
You're looking for some...
Oh, shut up, man.
You know what? Maybe he's tired of being an F-up. Okay?
You know, 44 years of that.
He has strung together a couple of stellar months. And all the good that he's done.
Yeah, I'm going to read my card. Can I read my card? D-Train, thank you for this. Thank you for this.
I don't know why D-Train's getting you a card.
Well, he didn't know earlier in the week. He thought I needed a transplant.
Why would he think that?
Why would you think that?
That was the message that was delivered to me in a very somber tone.
By who?
By who?
That's it.
Don't you dare.
It. Don't you dare, you big baby.
By a very concerned third party. He's part of the circle.
Why?
He got a new necklace that he still has on.
Why can't you own up to it?
That's fine. Great. Good deal. Yep. I'm a bad man.
And then it'll be over with.
I'm a bad man.
It'll be over with.
I'm a bad man.
Step one.
I am not a good person. I'm a bad person. Okay. Screw it.
Dave.
Might as well just go and F up and end it all anyway.
That's not what it means. It means you're a gossip.
This is ridiculous.
It means you're a gossip.
No, man. I mean, just go on ahead. Do it.
Just admit you're a gossip.
I don't care about that, man.
Everybody else does.
I am going to
deflect.
I'm going to get loaded, bro.
I thought you were going to a meeting. Go ahead. Drink up.
No, that's all right. Nope, I don't want that right now. I need to start like.
He's back.
I thought you wanted to get drunk.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Well, then why don't you have a drink?
Because I ain't drinking that, man.
Come on.
Why are you guys doing this to me?
You're doing it to yourself.
You either
want
a drink or you don't.
I will do it later.
Well, that's pussy.
Yeah, what a puss.
I'm not a day drinker, man.
What are you, chicken?
You are a day drinker.
I've seen you.
Don't nobody call me chicken, man.
No, well, stop. What about day drinker?
I'm a day drinker.
Sure you are. Here you go.
No, I don't need it right now. Why are you doing this? You're threatening us with that. No, I'm going to get escorted out of the building today.
That's what he's doing. He was looking for sympathy.
No, I'm not.
No, he's taking attention off your card. I think you need to read
the
card.
Yeah,
read the card, man. Yeah, I got to smoke.
Well, that you can do, but you got to wait.
Yep. Can I read the card that my friend got me?
Don't make me look bad. I'm always saying you're a good boy, and you're acting bad now.
And I want to say this right now. I want to say, this is not about you, so shut up. This is about my buddy D-Train. I got home last night, and I showed my girlfriend the texts that D-Train sent me, and she heard him on the air. You know what she said to me? She said, that's amazing. You really have a good friend in
D-Train. D-Train was going to donate his liver.
He was going to. He didn't know what.
Or kidney.
Whatever
or
organ
bone
was.
Marrow.
He wanted to know if he could be a donor. That hit me good. That hit me right in my enlarged heart. That's you know what, and out of all of this, out of all of this mock little thing we started because he's a gossip. Not once did he say, "I'll check." He didn't come to me. Are you okay?
He's not in the best of health.
No, hold on. Let me read the card.
I don't know that they would approve him for an organ transplant.
So this was earlier in the week that when you didn't know
because I heard the
this is a friend
long recovery time.
This is a friend.
Time off air.
So he said long recovery time, time
potentially,
off.
Potentially, yeah. We gotta take some time off the air.
If you ever hear that little voice inside telling you...
Back BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
To give up, please remember this. I believe in you. You are stronger than you think, and I'll be here for anything you need.
That you is, know what?
And then he has a nice note. It's a personal note.
You can read it. That's fine.
Can I?
Yeah.
Dear Stan, when Dave told me... Yeah, I can. I got used to it. Dear Stan, when Dave told me your health had given out and your body is calling you...
Failing you.
Thank you. I was heartbroken. You have been such a great friend and mentor. I would do anything for you. Here's to a fast recovery. P.S. Don't worry. Dave said he would fill in for you during your long, slow,
now see, there's something
recovery.
Nice. There's something nice. There's a plus in the Dave column.
Signed, D-Train. That Dave would be more than willing to fill in for me.
Well, he knew you'd be off your feet.
Yeah.
Stan, since you don't need that card, can I have it?
What do you need it for? I'd like to save that. Who do you need the card for?
Well, I was just asking it's that important to you,
well,
I guess I
no,
don't
No, but
need
if
it.
You need the kawaii, what's up?
Can I just have the card?
Sure. What?
Here.
Here. Here. Here you go.
Because it's
a very nice card.
It doesn't apply. Hey, Dave. Dave. Other than the stuff that D-Train wrote.
Heartfelt to Stan.
I would like to give you this card. Would you read it for me? This is from me to you, Dave. Would you
really?
Read it?
Yeah, read the card.
Would you just read what's written?
Man.
Yeah, truth hurts, doesn't it? Just admit you're a gossip and all this goes away.
Whatever. All right, Stan. You know what, man?
Go ahead, read the card. What's the card say?
This is from me to you, Dave.
All right, brother. If you ever hear that little voice inside telling you to give up, please remember this. I believe in you. You are stronger than you think, and I'll be here for anything you need.
See, there was
Thank
a reason
you.
For that
there
card.
We go.
There
yeah.
was a reason.
Now let's have fun with it.
We'll be back.
God.
Stan and Haney, just admit it.
An almost Nixonian paranoia displayed prominently and proudly in a public forum. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. It's Friday afternoon. Your weekend staring you right in the face. Gonna have the audio grab bag here for you in just a second. We'll keep the 3 o'clock hour. Phones open. Prizes to give away. What are you doing?
He's doing better now.
What do you mean? Zito brought those in here, and I thought those might have been yours because he was handing them over that way.
There's a pair of them. That's good.
Well, Stan will take care of it.
He'll
keep them safe.
Yeah. From you.
He does a lot of that at the casino. Mm-hmm. Here, that's a big winning ticket. Let me keep that safe
I'll
for
keep
you.
Keep it safe for you. let's do the grab bag brought to you by...
You don't want to be walking around with that. I'll
you
take
don't.
Care of it.
It's too dangerous. Peter Mug North.
I'll keep it safe.
This is for the ladies out there. You know what? You got one of these at the office... The guy that won't leave you alone. Special product.
You've done everything to keep them out of your life. Dating, online, through friends. But what about at work?
Hey, Kathy, how's it going?
New At Work Creep Repellent. Because a lot of guys you work with are really creepy.
They just wanted the presentation for the meet.
You know what they want.
Hey, Kathy, what'd you do to Bob?
New At Work Creep Repellent. Because face it, all guys are just creepy.
You all right? You good?
Yeah, I'm fine. All right. I'm good.
I can pump on along.
Shut up, man.
Are we going to live in a world where all women have become Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
They love her. She is so compelling.
She knows nothing.
Yeah. You know what? Because last night, we're Instagram friends. Uh-oh.
This is breaking news.
This just in, the saying, what goes up must come down, is completely reversible after a heavy night of drinking.
This has been breaking news.
If true, Stan.
It's our new news service we got.
Well, it's a BuzzFeed product, isn't
yep,
it?
It sure is. This happened in Pensacola. This story is everywhere. I saw it this morning on the news. Radio shows talking about it. It's talked about last night, midday. This is only in Florida. A woman in Pensacola was... Trust me, you do not want to see her picture. Let your mind think it's somebody pretty. A woman in Pensacola was asked to leave the parking lot of a Waffle House on Monday. Well, she didn't.
It would have been
that.
So much better if she'd just gone and stayed gone.
Yeah. Well, she didn't like being told to leave. So she took her pants off, started dancing naked.
Does it give you her name in that?
Licking employees' faces. I do have her name. I don't know. I think in the story it might.
Her first name is Freedom.
Yeah.
Her middle name is Ryder.
Yep, Freedom Ryder.
38-year-old Freedom Zobrist was asked to leave the property for trespassing. Employees say that's when Zobrist became verbally abusive and threatening. Zobrist then walked to the middle of the parking lot and pulled her pants down, exposing herself. Zobrist then attempted to grab an employee's and when he tried to stop her, she licked both sides of his face. Zobrist is facing multiple charges, including lewd and indecent exposure, battery, and assault.
And nothing you want to see. Kids today, listen to this story. And this is also part of the reason why Dave was asked to take night school instead of being with the regular class. Kids today. Dateline, Youngstown, Ohio. Student, kid. Let me just say, I'll let the story tell it. The story.
You'll let the story tell the story.
Yeah, instead of me telling you. High school kid, teacher, principal, police. Here's the story, Youngstown, Ohio. Student, teacher, principal, police.
Investigators say a 15-year-old student grabbed the breasts and buttocks of a female teacher. When the school resource officer tried to put him in handcuffs, they say he became combative, attacking the school principal, aggressively grabbing her breasts as well. With the help of the assistant principal, the resource officer was able to get that teen in handcuffs. Investigators say while en route to the hospital to get checked out, the suspect was able to kick out the partition window in the cruiser and kick the resource officer in the head. When at the hospital, paramedics asked him what he was on, and he yelled LSD, then started yelling sexual things. Police say he even tried to strangle a nurse with her own stethoscope. The teen now faces numerous charges, including vandalism, resisting arrest, assault, and gross sexual imposition.
How did he get the LSD?
Yeah.
Said the dog gave it to him.
Oh. Now, Dave, there's... not a drug you haven't done. What was going through this kid's head?
Well, LSD has an incredible effect on the mind, and it can throw you. If let's say you take acid, man.
Did he believe like he was in a different place?
Absolutely, absolutely. If he was in a bad mood and decided to take this stuff, or he's watching sexual pictures or something.
Yeah, something triggered him.
That will trigger. Vaulters.
Exactly. That will trigger when you take the LSD.
So he might think he's in a land where that's what he's supposed to
that's
do.
That's a good thing to do, and it's not, man. It sounded like he was on PCP to me, but, you know.
So at the time, as he's doing these things, it seems to him like it's a life or death situation.
Right.
And if he doesn't grab that boob, he'll die.
He'll die, yeah. He might need, you know, whatever, breast milk or something. I don't know what he needs.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dave.
No problem.
Oh, that's another thing, because we were talking about, Junior and I were talking about this. Would you, if we started the process, say, Tuesday or Wednesday here at the radio station with the use of our refrigerator in Junior's room, would you be willing next Friday to play Will It Milk?
Absolutely.
What happened over here?
I don't know.
Oh, look at that.
Somebody put a false face mask on the President Trump cutout.
Bet it was him.
No, that wasn't him. I think it was Rob.
The Rob Show?
Yep.
Is he a lib?
I'm going to find out today. Well, you worked with him. Is he a lib?
No comment.
Come on, spill the beans,
comment.
Dude.
You're on Stan and Andy Show. I thought, no comment, bro.
Come on, you're the king of gossip.
Yeah, I know what's happening. But, you know what?
So, hold on
a
second.
I'm retracting, man.
You will spill the beans on Stan, but you'll protect Rob.
No. I don't know what the guy is. I know he's a sissy boy, man. That's all I know.
All right. Fair enough.
The guy's got no balls.
Absolutely. Fair enough. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Absolute Law text line. Isn't it weird the only time Dave actually sounds smart and intelligent is
when he's
brilliant
when it comes to that. Yeah. No, you don't understand. Dave gave up not just a career, but an entire lifestyle that he was very good at.
Yeah, for drugs.
No, he gave that up.
Yeah.
Because in the world of drugs and the world of the street,
he was king.
Dave is pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm. Damn right, Mark.
And he gave all that up to be here because he loves you, Stan.
Yeah, that's it. You know what? I think, here's what I think. Because he loves me. He likes saying that a lot to get the heat off him. Haney, I think you love me. I think D-Train, he proved it. He loves me. Junior's, still new, but I think...
He's at worst ambivalent.
Yeah. If this one, Dave, I told you. First out of the building.
He craves...
First off the ship.
He craves your approval.
Attention.
How important is Stan's approval in your life?
Very, very
okay,
much.
I don't approve of you.
Damn well, why would you do that to him when he's feeling weak?
He's a gossip.
Time to party.
Time to party. Here. There you go.
Yeah,
party.
I guess it is.
There's the bottle.
You know what, Stan? Let's join him. Let's burn this thing down.
Let's do it.
Let's do it together.
Come on, let's do it together. Come on, man.
Let's just give up everything we've ever worked for.
Let's screw it.
No, man.
Yeah, let's just every
stride we've
made
here?
In life.
Stick it in another office.
It's in here for you. You're the only
there's
one.
There's not much left in there.
Yeah, you've been pulling off of
that
it
That ain't
for a
me,
while.
Man.
Yeah.
What do you mean that ain't you?
There's no way I've drank that whole bottle.
You just said it's time to party.
But, I mean, I couldn't have drank that whole bottle, Mark.
Jeez, these texts.
Oh, I know. I don't even want to. It's a bad day.
These texts.
Brutal.
Why is it a bad day?
It just is, dude.
Ahoy, guys. A person would think, with all of Dave's drug knowledge, he would put it to good use and help others beat addiction.
That's true. You could probably talk people down.
Never mind. He's full of...
You could talk somebody down, couldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Or would they talk you into saying...
That was probably... It'd be one of those...
So you'd be telling them, you shouldn't do this.
Yeah, I'd be like, you gotta do it this way. Well, just let me show you, I'd be gone for 3 days.
And that's the one world where they don't turn around and go, you're doing it wrong, Dave.
Oh, no. Everybody knows I do the damn shit right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Leave the room.
My fault.
No, he didn't mean to.
Oh, fool!
Hey, don't you do it now!
That's the second time!
I really didn't. Not today.
Not today.
Not
it's
today,
terrible,
bro.
Terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
Are that, you man. Kidding me?
It happened. I didn't mean to, man. I was just in the moment with looking at Haney.
Are you kidding me?
Sorry, bro.
Did you just say that?
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, bro.
You unbelievable.
That's Dave's line.
Yeah. All right, unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
You are a mess.
Get this out of... This is why. Get it out. Get it away.
do the, show.
He would like you to move the bottle of whiskey away. That's what caused it.
That's what causes him to suddenly go out and throw four-letter words around. How many years have you claimed to be in the radio business?
It just slipped out, man.
Oh, good. That button's supposed to be for callers that don't know how to control themselves.
I can't.
Yep.
You're all right, bruh. I know you didn't mean it.
Yeah, he just wasn't thinking.
He's very vulnerable right now.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
All he has to do is admit he's a gossip and started a nasty rumor about me, and all's forgiven.
He's already, haven't you? You've admitted it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, Stan.
Might want to admit the other thing, too. Thank God Haney called off the cops.
Man, just stop.
Now it's just stopped. You're, again, deflecting.
No.
You won't admit.
Oh, my God.
You know what, Dave? Don't pay any attention to any of that. Are you listening to me? Open your eyes.
Just do the show, man.
You get your heart right with Jesus. That's all I ask of you.
All right, let's do the
show. Okay.
Let's do the show and not focus on all my problems, man.
Stan, what are you doing?
I've got
Stan,
the bottle of whiskey open. No, I'm keeping it away from him. What I'm doing is soaking a little in a rag.
Well, what's that for?
Just to leave it here. Because it really smells that way.
Well, he doesn't really like whiskey. Unless it's Fireball.
No, I'll drink it.
Oh, you will?
No, whiskey's fine.
I got stuff I have to do here.
I know.
All right? This is a sponsored segment, and it's not the Dave Show last
Leave time. Leave me out of it!
Sounds like he's begging you.
Jamal Adams of the New York Jets was signing autographs at a Pro Bowl event yesterday, or earlier in the week, Wednesday, when he saw the Patriots mascot. And
was he triggered?
He hit him with a running tackle. Hit the mascot so hard, the mascot had to be hospitalized.
I'm going to go knock this mascot out.
They're not happy with me right now. The NFL is calling my phone, blowing me up, saying that, I put him in the hospital. So I got to go check on him, make sure he's okay. But do I regret it? No!
Oh, that's a... Yep. Mm. Dave, you think this is a pain in the ass? Try being in the NFL where you have to apologize for stuff you didn't even do.
Now, I've got to make sure, those of you listening to streaming, I apologize for Dave's language.
It was inadvertent.
Because that doesn't get censored.
Now, Stan, nobody's arguing that it was a penalty, but it's the 5-yard variety. That's not a 15-yarder.
No, the first time he did it last month, that was a 5-yarder.
How long has it been since I cussed?
At least 10 years.
What about you?
20. You see, because what happens in the business is you have a sixth sense not to do it.
Well, you're aware of your surroundings.
You most certainly are.
Now, what's worse, him doing it or him telling you to dump when he didn't do it?
Oh, yeah, and that was the other thing. Remember when we were just talking and he kept saying hit the dump button? He did that, too, when nothing was said.
Well, it's all right. Better safe than sorry.
What? Are you kidding me?
That's the second time you've said it now.
Hey,
you're stealing Dave's line.
Dave, I ain't stealing nothing from him. Matthew McConaughey.
Right on.
Does he drive a Lincoln in real life?
Oh, he has to.
Matthew, Randy S. wants to know if you really drive a Lincoln.
Absolutely.
By the way, there's
three in both of my driveways.
Right. And by the way, we did pay attention. You arrived in a Lincoln.
I arrived
tonight.
In a Lincoln.
Yes,
I will be leaving in a Lincoln.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, why wouldn't you when they're free?
That's right. He gets them for free.
I think he's a genius. Because if he wasn't, the latest Lincoln commercial is the most, it's either a piece of brilliance or the most trite piece of nonsense I've ever seen. And I'm leaning towards genius, where he makes that pool shot.
Yeah. Yeah, and the spin on it there.
I know he gets producer credits on those, and he gets last say on everything. So he pretty much writes those as well.
Did he come up with this, too? This? a certain hand gesture that he does.
He's Matthew McConaughey.
Which I thought was supposed to be... First, I thought it was supposed to mean okay, and then it was a white supremacist thing, but now Matthew McConaughey's doing it, so that can't be white supremacist.
Hey, Haney, Santana's got a new song out.
Really?
Stuff.
Yeah, it's okay.
50th anniversary of Woodstock coming up where he got his big break.
See, Santana is one of those guys, it doesn't matter what song it is, just plug him in, he'll make it better.
Yep, he's great. Friend
and,
of the
and,
show.
And one of my favorite interviews we've ever done.
Yeah, he is great. Pewter Monk North bringing us the grab bag today. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Your phone calls. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
4 hours of whatever is going on in their heads. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Phone lines open. Area code 239-277-9600. And I saw our assistant, Morgan, walking down the hallway. And she had a fistful of Everblades tickets in her hands. And she said to me, and I'll let Junior know this as well. This is, we do this every once in a while. A Stan and Haney instant win. I have, this is for tonight's game. And it's Marvel night, Marvel Comics night at Hertz Arena. Marvel night with special guests. The Everblades are taking on the Iceman. Where are they from, Haney?
I don't know. They weren't around when I was there.
Says Marvel Superhero Night, Jersey Auction, Kids Eat Free at Breakaway Sports Pub. I have 5 pairs of Everblades tickets. And if you want to bring the kids, I have 2 family 4-packs of tickets. Now, we're not going to go through the formalities of filling out prize sheets and all that because they got to go.
Bing, 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 bing.
You've got to be able to pick the tickets up.
You're a big winner.
You got to be able to pick them up before we close the building tonight at 5. These are for tonight.
Stan, it's Friday.
Huh?
It's Friday. I know they're supposed to be open until 5, but don't they normally?
They got strict orders, 5 o'clock, so that people can pick these things up. If you want a pair of tickets, I'll take your phone calls right now. You tell me you want the 4-pack or you want the pair. Junior, the only thing you have to do is write just their name on a list. And 4 tickets or 2 tickets, just write their names down on a list. Bring the tickets up front. And,
so we got to do it quick.
We got to do it quick because you have an hour and 45 minutes if you win the tickets, if you get the tickets, while they last, 277-9600. I'm going to go through the calls, rapid call. You tell me you want a pair of tickets or a family 4-pack, and I'll swing you over to Junior so he can put your name down, and then he's going to rush him right up to the front desk. 277-9600. Do you have some fast call music, Kenny? You know, kind of like, you know, the plate spinning music.
Oh, I can do that.
So we can go and
I was going to play something better than
all
that.
All right, do whatever you want. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5 pairs, and I got 2 family 4-packs. 277. First come, first serve. You got to be on the list to pick them up at the front desk. You got to be here at broadcast house before 5.
Hey, Stan, Steve here.
Yeah, Steve.
Can't remember the name of the plate spinning music. What is that?
If I drove down here about 6:45, can I get a pair?
No.
Even if I'm not on the list?
No. Even if you're not on the list.
But it's right by the arena. I can stop over.
Can't do that. Got to get here before 5, Steve. Appreciate the call. 277-9600.
I'm just going to go with what I was going to play.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, that's fine, too. Because there's a murder that happens in this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, right after Rod Stewart gets done.
Yeah.
2 gallons?
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Justin. How you guys doing?
Justin, you want a pair of hockey tickets?
Yes, sir. That would be fantastic.
Do you want a pair or you want a family 4-pack?
The family 4-pack.
All right, hold on. Thanks. Grab him. Just name.
Say what?
All right, I got one more family 4-pack left. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex, you want a pair of tickets for tonight?
I love a family bundle for me and my wife and my 2 kids.
All right, you want the family 4-pack?
I love it, yeah.
All right, can you be here before 5?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on. All right, family 4-packs are done. However, I could bundle up tickets, but they might not be together. So I don't want to do that. The 4 I gave away are together.
That depends on the family, really.
Yeah, if they want to sit together. Those that sit together play together.
What? That's what they say.
All right, the 4-packs are gone. I got individual tickets. All right, I'm going to lay them out here. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, you want a pair of hockey tickets?
Yeah, just a pair would be great.
All right, hold on, Steve. You got a pair. Hold on.
Yeah, sound off like you got a pair,
yep.
Steve.
There you go. 4 more pairs left, and then they're all gone. Got to be able to pick them up before 5 o'clock for tonight's game. Marvel Night with special guests. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy. Ahoy, bye. I ain't got time. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, my name is Fernando.
Fernando, you want a pair of hockey tickets?
I would love a pair.
Get here before 5 o'clock?
Awesome, we will do that.
All right, hold on. 3 more pair left. Is this where it happens?
Yes. It's when it goes to that little lull.
Right there.
Spooky.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Michael.
Michael, you want a pair of hockey tickets?
Yes, I do.
Get here before 5 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to send you over to Junior. He's just gonna take your name, and then you got a pair of tickets, okay?
Thank you. Right, do you have the 4-pack yet?
No, 4-packs are all gone. I got a pair.
All right, thank you.
All right, hold on. 2 pair left. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ain't got time. Ahoy, who's this?
Bridget.
Bridget, you want a pair of hockey tickets for tonight?
Absolutely, yes, please.
All right, you can be here at the radio station before 5 and pick them up?
Yes, I can.
All right, Bridget, I'm going to send you over to Junior. He's going to put you on the list.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hold on. See, it's convenient because we're pretty close to the arena.
Yeah, I know. It's on the way.
So you come pick up your tickets, get something to eat, and then the next thing you know, it's time for hockey.
Yep. Last pair of tickets. Game time, 7:30. Marvel Superhero Night and Jersey Auction. Ahoy, who's this?
Rachel.
Yep. Hey, how are you?
You all right there, Rachel?
I'm good, thank you.
All right.
You sound great.
Yeah, you sound like a million bucks.
It's Friday.
You darn right it is. You start partying already?
No, I'm at work.
Ah, and you're able to go.
She's probably not supposed to be on the phone.
Yeah.
Personal call. Yeah,
oh, no, I like it.
No personal call. Do you want to, Rachel? You want to go to the hockey game tonight with Haney?
Yeah.
Oh, you take Haney with
sure.
you? Do you go? I can make it happen.
Well, I need the family pack.
I don't have a family pack. You got to tell the kids to stay home that you're going out with
Uncle Haney.
Yeah. Your dad'll watch him.
Yeah, dad'll watch him. You and Haney. Sound good? You sound good? You want these tickets?
Yes, I do.
You see what happens when you start sneaking around, Rachel. Yeah. It's just this whole vortex of trouble.
I know, and I'm trying to not pass.
Okay,
well,
all right.
Making it easy.
Okay, I'll give you the tickets. You do with them as you please, but when you come to the radio station, if you want to meet Haney, he'll come and say hi. Hold on a second. I'm going to send you to Junior, and he'll set you up with those hockey tickets, okay?
And Haney.
Thanks.
And Haney, if you'd like.
But no.
Don't tell your husband and find a sitter for the kids.
Dave will babysit.
Hold on.
Danny's he's very trustworthy. He's a good boy.
Now let me ask you, would you even consider having Dave babysit?
Oh, God, no.
Would you let Dave in your house?
Yeah, do you even want Dave in your house?
My five-year-old would be babysitting him.
Kids love him.
Hold on.
Because anything a kid wants to do, Dave will be right there with him. You know, it's midnight and the kid goes, I want to go out and get some ice cream. And Dave goes, oh, hell yeah. Full throttle. Let's go.
You buy, I'll fly.
Yeah. Here, do something. Here's the stack of tickets.
People don't know that about you, Dave. Kids love you, don't they? Why are you not talking into the microphone?
Because he feels bad about it. He wants everybody to feel sorry for him. Here, take the tickets. Do you follow instructions? Take the tickets. Get the prize sheet from Junior and run them up to the front. Do you have specified which ones are the four packs and which ones aren't? Good. Stop moving like you're 90.
He's got a bum foot.
He does not.
How's your bum foot, by the way?
You know, it's much better after I took the cast thing off of it. But weather, if it's weather change, I know that something's going on.
So you know when it's going to rain, huh?
Yep. By the way, Hank, how have your sinuses been?
Up and down.
My God awful. 277. Here's, I got other things too if you want.
Where it gets me is where the weather can't make up its mind, where I go to bed and it's, you know, 30 degrees outside and I get up and it's 85 and vice versa.
Yeah. 277-9600. That was what we call in the business an instant win. Now
that's a very rare thing.
Yes. We still have Stan and Haney barbecue saw. I got a couple of pewter mug Norths if you want. What's the deal on the other thing? The one that's also this weekend? They got to be here to pick that up, too. Let's get rid of them? Okay, they're not there. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Stan, I just want to, hey, did you guys ever hear of General Dozier?
General Dozier?
Yes.
Yeah, he was at the military museum last night. He told about his story, how he was abducted in 1981 in Italy.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, he was the guy did the whole, he was there for an hour, he told all about the whole thing.
Yeah, doesn't he live here? I think his wife is like on the school board or something.
No, that's somebody else. But he lives in North Fort Myers, and he's like 85 years old, and this happened in 1982, and he did the whole story last night.
Are you familiar with that D-Train?
Was he at the Cape Coral, Florida Military Museum and Library?
Yes, he was there last night for a whole hour.
Hmm.
It was the opening of the Hometown Hero or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
He started it out, and it was fantastic.
That's great.
I know D-Train's into that. So
yeah, I've been reaching out to them to try to get a relationship for him, but yeah, no. Luck.
I appreciate passing it along.
No problem, Stan. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, brother. You too. 277-9600. Here's the deal. I'm going to take one more call here. We're going to do a break. Back half, we'll take more of your phone calls. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Yeah. Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
How's it going, Stan Haney?
Good, buddy.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it to the hockey game, but can I get a couple tickets to the Peter Mug?
You can get a
couple of tickets to the Pewter Mug.
You know, admission, it's limited seating. I will give you $50 to the Pewter Mug. How's that sound?
Oh, it sounds great, because I'm disabled and I'm not going to be able to make it to the station to get the tickets for
Hold on, stop now. Were you one of the ones that called and said you wanted hockey tickets?
No.
So you didn't get through to have your name on there anyway?
No.
Okay, but you'd like to go to the Pewter Mug?
Yes, sir, I'd love it.
Have you ever been there before?
No, sir, I haven't.
You got a special someone you're going to bring with you?
Yes, I do, sir.
All right, buddy. You know what? Because I'm feeling good today. I haven't felt better in years.
It's because you're feeling good.
Yeah, because I got good news. I don't have to have a transplant.
I'm just glad to see you smiling and in good health, Sam.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
I appreciate that.
I feel it. Yep. Yep. Hold on. I'll give you the Pewter Mug. Hold on. Okay.
There we go. All taken care of. Everybody's square. Happy.
Everybody's happy. We're going to take a quick break. More of your phone calls when we come back. This is the Stan and Haney program. Also, hey, about 33 minutes away, 4 o'clock safe word could get you thou. We'll be right back.
Remember years ago when we told you about that woman who made her own shrimp standing over a bucket? Well, it's all true. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us.
It's a game.
What? Okay.
Nobody's saying anything to me, man. I don't know what's happening.
It's not your job to be told. It's your job to do. Let me tell you. Let me explain something. I got to talk about... Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney here on the broadcast on a Friday. And Dave has forgotten his role. You see, when we do these Friday episodes, usually we'll have you eating something or drinking something or pulling some stupid stunt. People love that. People love it when you do stuff like that. We get things going all over the place. And then, you know what? On certain days, you just sit there. And I determined that you're not going to sit there. You're going to
go. You determine this.
Yes, you're going to participate in the show.
All right, let's do it.
Now, Haney has come across a list of lyric. It's either the lyric from an Edgar Allan Poe poem or from an emo band.
One or the other.
You know, your emotional rock bands. The ones that really, you know, let their feelings out. You know what I'm talking about, those emo bands?
You know what, Junior? Can you probably, out of all of us, you can describe what an emo band is better than us.
It's not scene. It's not goth. It's kind of in between.
It started out in the 80s as emotional hardcore.
Yeah.
I forgot your expertise, Stan. Yes. I'm sorry.
And it evolved into just emo bands that really, you know, pour their hearts out in their song lyric. And some of them are good. Some of them are bad. It's an acquired taste of music.
Which ones are good? I don't know that I'm familiar with that.
Some people like them. I'm not going to go and alienate some emo lovers. Now, what we're going
to
do right
so
now.
So would you like to appeal to emo lovers?
Not necessarily, but I'm not going to exclude
but
them.
But you're
either.
Not here to offend.
Exactly. That's the new stand for 19.
Not here to offend.
Big tent.
A big tent. Yep. Everybody come on in. So I'm here to get Dave.
What do you mean by everybody? That's racist.
It is, isn't it? I'm here to get Dave pumped. You,
so inappropriate.
You, Dave, will, I predict, will get everything right. Haney's going to read a lyric. It's either from Edgar Allan Poe or it's an emo band. You will answer first. Then we'll let Junior and D-Train answer. And we'll see if you know more than them.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Haney. Since he has a very distinguished voice and really can do this better than anybody else, we'll read the quote. Dave, you simply say Edgar Allan Poe or emo band, and then Junior and D-Train will agree with you or disagree with you.
Got
all right?
It, got
all right,
it.
Here we go. Haney, I know we have several of them here. Let's begin. Poe or emo? Number one.
And I know in my heart we all die. Like the day and the night. Like the sun in the sky.
Poe or emo?
Poe.
Guys?
I'm going emo.
Junior?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree on emo. Hey.
That is from a band called The U's from Light with a Sharpened Edge.
All right, point to Junior and D-Train. Dave lost on that one. All right, next. Poe or emo?
This is number two.
Number two. The gang one, Dave nothing.
And all I loved, I loved alone. And all I loved, I loved alone.
Dave?
All right, man. Poe.
Gang? Junior?
I'm leaning towards Poe also.
D-Train?
I still think emo.
I know the answer to this one.
Would you care to share it with the class?
That's Edgar Allan Poe.
From his poem, Alone.
Point to Dave. It's 1-1.
Thank God.
That was a good guess, huh? That was a good guess.
Yeah, the AC/DC thing's not going to work for this, you know?
Oh, the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Well, but you've realized it.
Yeah. I'm rethinking my strategy.
How many we got? Because I want to know when Dave is beyond reach, he can't win.
Well, we're up to number three.
Okay, all right, let's go. Ahead. One left. He's behind by four.
What? There's only 50, three?
50.
I know. Go ahead.
I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore. I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore.
Dave, Poe, or emo?
I'm going to go with emo.
Guys? Is he right?
I'm going to go with Poe.
Yeah, we'll go Poe.
That is from the poem, A Dream Within a Dream, by Edgar Allan Poe.
The gang is right. Dave God. Doesn't get that one.
Come on, man.
Are you kidding me?
Dude. Not today, brah.
I'm serious, man.
Junior, how do I look? Do I look all right?
You're smiling and just glowing.
How do I look, Sonny?
Well, you haven't gone through what I've gone through.
You look like a new man.
Thank you, buddy. Go ahead, next. Just a little attempt to throw Dave off his game, but he's only gotten one so far. Go ahead.
So this will be number four?
Number four.
Yeah. Number four.
You're lighting it up. I'm trying to make you shine here.
Keep shining. Keep shining, Sydney. Yeah,
go ahead.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Man. Exhale. Another wasted breath. Again. It goes unnoticed.
One more.
Exhale. Another wasted breath. Again. It goes unnoticed.
Yeah, emo, man.
Guys.
Emo.
Emo.
From, again, I Go Unnoticed, by Dashboard Confessional.
Yep, Dave gets
sweet!
All right, Dave, you tied it up.
So we are up to number five. Yeah,
so me and the boys are tied.
It's 2-2.
Oh, come on,
see,
man.
The thing is, the whole object of this is for you to get it right. If you miss it, no matter what they say, if they disagree with you, as a team, they get a point.
What?
You got to be on the streak. You got to keep getting it right.
Yeah, rigged against you.
I know. Let's just go with it.
Go.
It's a rigged system,
Dave. I'm never
going
to win, man. Doesn't matter.
It's tied, Dave. What are you talking about?
It's crooked.
I got two brains against one over there, man.
Are you ready for number five?
May as well be five brains against one.
Tie.
Yes, number five.
Come, let the burial rite be read.
May as well be a half a brain against one.
The funeral song be sung, an anthem for the queenliest dead that ever died so young.
That's a long one. So, do that one again.
Come, let the burial rite be read, the funeral song be sung, an anthem for the queenliest dead at ever died so young.
Dave, Poe, or Emo?
Oh, man. I gotta go. All right, man. Emo.
All right, how many times are you gonna say man in the man?
Man. Dude, I'm thinking to
Come
myself.
On, man.
Dude.
Hey, man. Bro. Darn it. Can I not talk to myself for a minute?
What did you say, man?
Can he just talk to himself for a
just
minute?
Just for a minute.
Stop. Go ahead, Dave.
What do you think?
What are you asking him? What are you
I'm talking to myself, man.
Just it's give emo. Me it. It's guys.
Poe.
No.
It's Poe, man.
That is from Lenore by Edgar Allan Poe.
Poker Raven, nevermore.
You know what? Maybe get some culture in your life, Dave. Okay. Okay.
Culture's on the street, son.
Yeah. You're getting a little too old for that.
He's living the culture, okay? He's lived it.
Damn right.
Two against none in the brain column. Go ahead.
Hit me.
Go ahead. What are we up to, six?
Number six.
Laugh it up.
Brah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Laugh it up. Years of love have been forgot in the hatred of a minute.
I'm going to go with Emo again.
Guys?
Well, I was thinking Emo, but because of the way the game is meant to be played, I'll say Poe.
No. All right, and then you go. Okay, he said Emo. D-Train said, yeah.
Poe.
From two, Edgar Allan Poe. Oh, that Christmas tree in his room.
Come on.
Bro.
Come on.
This is not cool, man.
I was trying to help you out here by saying, watch this. He's cultured. You know, and it's like, no.
I don't know.
What he means is he was trying to give you a hint.
I'm okay. Let's
Good
go.
Next.
I gotta make up some ground here.
I think you can't come back from this.
This is number seven.
Sweet. I can still win, man.
I felt that I breathed an atmosphere of sorrow. I felt that I breathed an atmosphere of sorrow.
I'm going Emo again, bro. I don't know who
what,
writes
What, you just
this.
Keep saying the same and then you're bound to get
no,
one right?
No, because I'm thinking, you know, I've heard that before, but I could be wrong.
Absolute Law text line. How dumb is Dave?
I'm not that dumb.
Wait a second. You went Emo.
Yeah.
Gang?
Poe.
From Fall of the House of Usher, Edgar Allan Poe.
Who writes this stupid stuff, man?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe. You know, maybe you've heard of him.
Yeah, I know who he is.
He suffered from a lot of the problems you've got.
You would like him.
You two would get along.
Especially that telltale heart.
3 in a row, man.
You're getting it. It's 5-2.
Let's just come on.
And the two you got were just sheer guesses.
No. And that brings us to our final.
See, you can't even come back from this.
Well, why don't you make like what you always do and make this count triple or something?
Oh, okay. Hey, good idea. Let's see. You're behind by 3. We'll make this a 4-pointer.
Sweet.
A 4-pointer.
No, oh, man.
It's all or nothing. A 4-pointer.
All the marbles.
Where you can claim victory. I don't know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You can claim victory. They beat your ass. You can claim victory with this 4-point final question or final quote. If I were you, I'd say emo.
I probably will.
So you can be the big winner. If I were you, I'd say emo.
Why are you saying that, man?
I'm just telling you. Look at me. Look straight at
me. I'm looking at you.
For your benefit,
if he was you,
I would say emo, and I haven't even heard it yet. I'd say emo.
Okay,
your gut should tell you don't ever listen to Stan, but go ahead. If I were you, would say emo. Don't listen to me though.
Hit it, Mark.
That's what I would do.
Don't say that.
Lay still. Like the dead, from the razor to the rosary, we could lose ourselves and paint these walls in pitchfork red.
Oh, man. Do it again, Haney. It just sounds good.
Lay still, like the dead, from the razor to the rosary, we could lose ourselves and paint these walls in pitchfork red.
What emo band would you know that would write something like that? Huh?
I don't know. I don't listen to a lot of emo. Stan would say emo all the way. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's emo. Is that what you're thinking?
I'm really thinking that. There's no way there can be 4 in a row, Van Poe, man. There's no way.
Just... Yeah, so is that your strategy? Just stay in one lane?
No, man. I'm listening to the words, and I'm going razor, blood on the wall.
I'm
that sounds
telling
like emo
you,
stuff.
No. But you don't know Poe, do you? He was a twisted...
Poe with the night school, man.
You've been going emo all the time. You should go Poe. That's what I would do. I would go Poe.
I thought you told him to go emo.
Well, though, after I heard this...
You want me to do it again?
Yeah.
Lay still. Like the dead, from the razor to the rosary, we could lose ourselves and paint these walls in pitchfork red.
Dave, that is so Poe. That is so Halloween stuff. You know, all the creepy, the raven.
Yeah. I'm going emo, man.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
So, see, that's where the rats jump off the ship.
What are you talking about? Why? Because I'm going against what you're telling me?
Here's the whole thing. Emo.
No, it's because
emo.
They sound like emo lyrics, man.
And you've been wrong!
Who says I'm going to be wrong this time?
I do. I'd go Poe.
Well, you were wrong like 4 in a row, bro.
Yeah. Well, I'm bound to get one.
Yeah, so say Poe. Just say Poe and you'll be the big winner. Say Poe, and you'll be the big winner.
Dave, do you need me to read it again?
No,
man. Do you get it?
Say Poe, and you're going to be the big winner.
Poe.
Guys?
I don't think they painted pitchforks back then, so I'm saying emo.
Yeah.
Oh!
Emo.
Come on! Haney?
From It's Not a Fashion Statement by My Chemical Romance.
Are you kidding me?
Yes! All right. That's four more for them. One, two, three, four. So that's 9-2.
Well, actually, -2 because it was all or nothing, so he lost four.
That's true. Right. 9-2.
Not cool, man.
It isn't cool, man. You can't get one right.
I got two.
Can't you go with what's in your head?
That's what I'm going. I'm listening to what he's saying.
And you said emo, and I talked you out of it.
Because they sound like it. And I said emo this last time. That was my first answer.
You said you went with Poe.
Well, you're sitting there telling me you got to say Poe, and I'm going,
I didn't say you got to do anything.
Yeah,
hey, when Reed just asked you to lock it in and if it's your final answer, that's what he's going with, and your final answer was wrong.
You know what? The game's over with. Let's just have a drink like gentlemen.
Yep. Just have a drink like gentlemen. There you go, buddy.
Stop, dude.
There you go, because you're on the edge.
Stop with the bottle, will you?
What?
I don't need that, man. You already soaked a rag and stuck it over here, and it stinks.
Well, get it out of your pocket.
Very funny.
Come on.
Whiskey smells bad to you?
No, it actually, whiskey's good, man. It doesn't smell bad at all.
Then why'd you say it stunk?
Well, right now it does, but I mean, it's just when it sits out, you know?
There it is.
Especially the night after.
Yeah, you got to keep it in a barrel.
Yeah, the night after. All them beer bottles stacked up.
There it is.
Yeah, go ahead, spin it around, buddy. Enjoy yourself. No, I'm sorry. You're not passing it around.
So
I'm not falling for this
again. You've gone back and forth a couple of times. Are you going to go drink or are you going to go to a meeting?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Clearly he's going to go drink and then go to the meeting.
Very funny. Yeah, look at that, huh?
It is. Nothing like the smell of whiskey.
I know, bro.
In
the afternoon.
Very oaky.
Yep. Nothing wrong with some day drinking,
very
bro.
Barely.
It is too important to you to go and F things up because you like being able to spend time with your friends.
Yep.
I don't have any friends, bro.
That's also another lie, because I see the pictures. I get the texts.
Well, okay. I've got friends, select few.
Yep. What are you doing tonight?
I'm going to a meeting, man.
Or are you going to drink?
No. Stop with the bottle stuff, man. You are tapping me hard, man.
I'm tapping you hard.
Why are you tapping him, Stan?
Tapping him like a keg, Stan.
Yep. Come on. Like gentlemen.
He keeps tapping that bottle, like, man. Yeah. It's not cool.
Doesn't scare me, no.
You're not going to do it today, are you?
No. I'm not falling for his trickery.
My trickery? You fell for it during the game.
Come on, man.
All right.
Dave, you know the truth, and you need to make sure that you do the right thing. This is for you, Dave.
Right on.
There's a devil in a bottle.
Come on, like gentlemen.
Dude, don't do this to me, man.
Like gentlemen.
If I take just one sip, I become that devil's son. Sell my soul before God and everyone. Oh, Lord, I know I only hurt the ones I love.
From program director Jeff Zito. I'm learning so much about Dave today. He seems to be the ultimate bandwagon jumper mixed with a touch of sociopath. Hey,
not true. He's always been a Rams fan.
And a sociopath.
Come on, man.
We'll be back.
The name calling's got to stop.
Stay by the radio. Safe word could get you a thou.
Well, I don't think sociopath isn't name calling. That's a diagnosis.
Yeah,
I'm not. Come on.
Well, you are.
Shut up, Stan.
Stick by the radio.
You're a good boy.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Still have about 2 minutes to get the safe word in for 4 o'clock. That's right. If you're going to do it, you better do it now. Style. 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 Got about 2 minutes to go to 96krock.com. Put it in there or put the word on the K-Rock app on your mobile device to be eligible for the FAO. One multi-market winner will hit it. Get $1,000. Plus, just for doing it, you're in the running for the grand prize. $10,000. Another safe word coming up at 6 o'clock on The Rob Show. Chance to get a thou. Let's take a look at traffic with Dave.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Sorry, Stan. All right, buddy. Yeah, dude. It's Friday. All right, disabled vehicle. Cypress Lake Drive, Summerlin Road. We got a crash. Treeline Avenue and Halter Lane. And that'll do traffic another 30 minutes. Woo! Woo!
You guys are killing me. Absolute Law text line. I'm way, way closer to a liquor store than I am to a meeting.
Oh.
Jeff Cito, send him home.
Come on, man.
That wasn't his fault.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. I was preaching the gospel.
Stop trying to cover for him. He knows what his job obligations are.
Dave, what were we talking about that made you late with traffic?
We were talking about Jesus.
Yeah. You need to have a coming. Don't drink, Dave, and go to meetings. It works if you work it. Okay?
Well, I'm not doing that, man.
You know why?
What?
Because Dave has actually been using what you have taught all of Southwest Florida.
What's that?
You think things through to their logical conclusion. And last night he was thinking, boy, I want a drink. But what happened?
I went to bed.
Because you knew what would happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I knew exactly what happened. Why are you doing that?
What truck stop in Fort Pierce did you find this guy at?
Yeah, right.
Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be. Send him home. It will be the newscast of record.
We're not doing that.
With Southwest Florida. Seriously, I know you love him, but if I was the program director, I'd send him home.
Oh.
No, you still have things to do.
Oh, yeah. You got errands to run for.
And you admit it. He's very good at it.
He's very good at menial tasks.
Me and him, we look out for each other.
Yeah. You slip him a few bucks, hand him a credit card that disappears for a few days, and he runs errands.
Hit it.
Let's take a look at some headlines.
You're acting like Dave thinks I'm some kind of sucker.
Remember the way I said sociopath?
Got work to do, man.
Yeah, you sure do.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Send them home.
Oh.
One thing I ask you to do. Oh, somebody says meth.
No, that's not you.
No.
That's not you.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll tell you about the teen that dropped acid at school and where it went from there. A student called in a fake bomb threat to keep his parents from visiting him.
Haney, a texter just suggested you'd probably save more money with something called DoorDash. They deliver for you.
Dave has very competitive pricing. Don't you, Dave?
Damn right.
Reasonable.
And finally, you know, in the world of pornography.
Yeah. I think we're all scholars here.
Exactly. You know, in your big budget films, usually it's a superhero. But in the world of pornography, their superhero is many times a pizza delivery guy.
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
With some special sausage.
Yep. Speaking of which, unfortunately, female drivers don't have the same idea.
No.
A Domino's female driver calls the police on a customer who was in the middle of pleasuring himself when she arrived with the pie.
Oh, it doesn't work that way.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time, brought to you by Coastal Cooling. Remember them? Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Waterman.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
What are you laughing at?
More texts.
Yeah, man. They're just pouring in, bro.
Just like blink, blink, blink.
Oh,
blink.
It's like a slot machine.
Just ragging on you?
Oh, yeah.
What are they saying? Why are we getting so many texts, Dan?
They are just pouring in.
You don't have to send him home, but you can send him out to the parking lot and await Haney's orders. Then he got a dude. Aw, man. What the hell? Dave sounds like a defeated cokehead that ran out of coke. Sorry.
See? If you're laughing, you're okay.
Yeah, that one's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's 'cause so true.
Shut up.
Sorry about that, folks. You know, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
And you may have made resolutions regarding losing weight and working out. Maybe you said this is the year you're going to get yourself into financial shape. Well, we're here to help with today's list of the
top
tips for improving your finances.
Top tips for improving your finances.
What are we laughing at?
Dave rocks, man. Bring back his Saturday night show. another one says, love you, Dave. Yeah. Keep your head up.
Yeah,
keep your head up and your nose clean.
Oh!
Back straight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember what Ron always used to tell you? Head up. Keep that chin up. You can do it.
Yeah.
44.
You remember what everybody else says to you, right? You're doing it wrong, Dave.
Oh, yeah. No. All day, every day.
Right on.
Nothing's right.
Right on.
Damn right.
No matter what you do. You're doing it wrong, Dave.
Yep.
F you, Dave.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'll make your life. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, see, all that's out there. You don't need that inside your own head. Are you doing that to yourself right now? Is that you talking to you?
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong, Dave.
Oh, yeah, man. All of a sudden. Stop, dude. Get white.
Top tips for improving your finances. Taco Bell dollar menu.
Yeah. Oh, somebody else gave Dave some encouraging words.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
that's
just
nice.
Like what you've been doing.
That's very nice.
Dave, say this. This is the year I'm going to be 45 and successful. Say it.
Yeah, bro. 45 and successful. I am, man.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Only buy what you need at the grocery store so you have plenty left for the liquor store.
Oh, man.
Find a way to make extra cash, for instance, driving drunk people in your own car.
Oh, hey,
spend a lot of time on my knees, you know.
Dave may be a waterhead, but easy. A lot better person than Stan is.
Okay.
Now we're doing nothing but mudslinging.
Mm-hmm.
Haney?
That had no value.
Nope, none. Won't read the next one.
Why? Why won't you read it?
More Dave hate.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to build him up.
Yeah, I'm used to it, man.
Mm. Shh.
Don't take tips on picking tech stocks from a financial advisor who emails you from their AOL account.
I love it.
Go to Costco and buy stuff in bulk that you use every day. Well, that eliminates condoms. Cut back on frivolous things like fancy dinners and colonoscopies.
Have you been drinking today?
Dave, I have.
Get a better retirement plan than I'm bound to hit it big on a scratch-off eventually.
That's the way I live my life.
Do what I did and find an entirely new stream of income. Thanks, amateur porn.
Spend a lot of time on my knees, you know.
And finally, the very top tip for improving your finances.
Yes.
Drain the bank accounts, fake your death, and go to Mexico. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Albert has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddy, email, ahoy. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Still coming in, are they?
Oh, sure.
Boy, you get a reaction out of people, don't you, Dave?
I do,
Dave,
man.
Sounds like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh with a drinking problem.
I always thought Eeyore might have, you know, pipped the bottle.
What's the difference between Dave and the corn in a turd?
Nothing.
Oh, that is just that's weak.
Horrific.
That's weak.
Email our question of the week yesterday. Well, there are some questions of the week that just a ton of responses.
Well, the one you asked yesterday, there are just so many things. I think for any individual person, there's multiple things.
Where have you been in your life and it doesn't exist anymore? It's gone. It's went away.
I know one of Dave's.
What's that?
The Ventures living room.
Yup. Went away.
Didn't you really? You played with the Ventures in their living room.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah, you seen it, haven't you, Stan?
I did.
That's weird. They all live together.
Yeah, the whole Ventures band was there with you on the sofa.
The guys hang out, man.
I think there was only one Venture there.
You're right.
And then you going right on.
Which Venture was it?
Don Wilson, the founding member.
And he said nice things to you, didn't he?
Yeah, man. We jammed, bro.
Phil says, the jealous rebel on the corner of Del Prado and Pine Island Road. Best wings ever. You remember that place? It's right around your corner from your house. The Warehouse Lounge, says Jackie, 1970s best rock and roll place ever. Gary says, 5 words, Savin Rock West, New Haven, Connecticut.
You know anything about it?
Yeah, that was legendary.
What was it?
Like a small little club. I got to watch what I say, because we've had enough today.
Yeah, we have.
Scatter has a memory.
That's what you call him.
Yep. I feel like I went to your question of the week for some relief. No pun intended. For what I'm about to say, there used to be a strip club called Escapades in Fort Myers that he loved. Signed, Scatter.
It's no Burt's Club, but...
Josh says, I actually have 2 places, both of them equally important to me. The first one is out in Buckingham. The restaurant was called The Hut. It's been there as long as I can remember.
Is that closed down?
Multiple ownerships and everything, but as far as I know, it's been closed down for years now. Remember that place? And then the other place is Club Neptune in Fort Myers.
The last bands that I saw there before they closed down was Twisted Method, Dolt, and Primal Ground.
Yeah, we did some things with them, didn't we?
I think so. Lauren says, Ahoy, Stan and Haney, I just wanted to mention a place that I have not witnessed myself. However, my customers mention it all the time. Haney and I know about this. ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. It used to be called ABC Liquors. Approximately 10 to 15 years ago, they used to say that a lot of the locations had a rotating bar.
Yep, home of the revolving bar.
Sure did. Thank you guys for reading this. I love your show, Stan. Please stay well.
You know, Stan Day's been canceled.
Yeah, right? It's been canceled. Tammy says, I used to work at this great restaurant on Inglewood Beach called Barnacle Bill's. You may have heard of it. People would come from all over, locally and around the world. It was an iconic place. Jeff, this is Christine from Port Charlotte, says, sorry, I couldn't get through on the line yesterday, but I used to enjoy Hoffman's Playland in Latham, New York. Great place to be a kid. P.S. I'm also a major Trump supporter. Glad you both are, too. We wrap this segment up with The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I sure hope that the people who think socialism is a good idea are paying attention to the situation in Venezuela. Riots in the streets, shortages of food, medical supplies. It's so bad that a roll of toilet paper costs $10.84.
If you can get it.
It has gotten so bad people are eating their pets. Do you know that Venezuela, 20 years ago, was a paradise?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of wealthy people because of the oil. And then they started to tax the wealthiest 70%. Because they went to socialism, and we got this now. At one point...
That's how Chavez got to power. Let's soak the rich.
Oh, here it is. Guardian Times. At one point in time, Venezuela was one of the richest countries in the world, with vast oil supplies. Now it's like some third world country, and it happened in a very short time.
It's got tremendous reserves.
Yep. As with all socialist societies, the people in power feel no effects, no matter of the fact that they thrive. So let me ask anyone out there who either are learning or believing that socialism is the way to go, is that truly what you want for our great country? I personally am willing to do whatever it takes to stop any form of socialism. How about you? You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
We're going to take a break. We will be back. This is...
You know, the one thing about socialism that I think many people don't understand is that for whatever reason, it always tends to lead to authoritarianism.
Absolutely. Because people like power.
Yeah, they do.
The Stan and Haney Show.
You know, radio is a crazy business, and 96 K-Rock is no exception. You see, while others routinely come and go, we stubbornly remain. Which begs the perfectly logical question, Stan and Haney, smart or dumb? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Let's get ourselves updated on traffic. You prepared, Dave?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, good.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Yeah, man. Woo!
Yeah.
It's Friday, bro.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, we got two crashes in Fort Myers to report. Let's start. The first one, Tamiami Trail and Michael G. Rippey Parkway, so be on the lookout for that there. And our second crash is at College Parkway in Fort Myers. That'll do traffic. Number of 8, 30 minutes.
Dave, join K-Rock this Sunday for Bikers for Veterans. It's going to be at Rockstar Harley-Davidson in Fort Myers. Please help raise money for the Veterans Assistance Fund. Going to have live music from national recording artist Boba Flex, plus a poker run, silent auction, food, beer, and more. All happening on Sunday at Rockstar Harley-Davidson in Fort Myers. Always, always eager to help raise money for the veterans, and especially the Veterans Assistant Fund. This Sunday, the 27th, Rockstar Harley-Davidson. Ahoy.
Stan.
Hey, Dr. Bastardo.
Oh, you recognize
me. How can I know you recognize that voice? Whether I'm in the office or you're on the phone, I recognize. Office, phone, or on the 18th or 19th hole?
You know, Stan, I've always been a straight shooter with you.
Yeah, you have. You're my doctor.
You got a problem with me?
No, I don't have a problem. You've been my doctor for 20 years.
You know that whatever it is, you can always come to me.
I think that we have that agreement, Doc. A lot of times it's tough to go and see you, though. Nurse Kunstler often is like a almost a border wall. It's made of steel before I could get to you.
Stan, you got my home phone. You got my cell phone.
I know.
You got my AOL handle.
Yeah, I do. Yes. What's the problem, Doc?
Why don't you tell me?
What do you mean? What? What? Dr. Bastardo, what's going on here?
Are we playing games here?
I'm still trying to figure out. It's always good to hear from you. I wanted to find out if we could get out and play 18 this weekend.
Okay.
But
no, I don't think we'll be playing 18 this weekend.
What? Did I do something wrong, Dr. Bastardo?
Okay. If we're going to play it that way, why don't you just tell me where it is you want me to send your chart?
But my chart, I don't want to send you. Got my chart. It's on your in your office. It's not. I'm not in any hospital or anything like that. I'm not seeing any other doctors. What are you talking about, doctor? What do you mean?
You sound like I
betrayed you.
I honestly thought better of you.
Why are you saying this, Doc? Doctor.
Stan.
What? Jeez.
Do you think that maybe because we're friendly and we play golf?
Yeah, I'd like to consider you my doctor and my friend.
Do you think that somehow because I'm friendly with you that makes me incompetent as a medical professional?
Absolutely not. I mean, geez, Doc. I mean, you and I have been close. Remember the time I had pneumonia and Haney said, go and see Dr. Bastardo. He'll get you fixed up. And that was 20 years ago, and you've been my doctor ever since.
So if there was something really, really wrong with you,
I'd see you.
I would think I'd be the first to know.
You would be, absolutely. I'd consult with family, and then they'd say, get Dr. Bastardo on the phone. Yeah, you remember my foot? It was right with you when I was taking that other medication that you told me to get off of because it wasn't lowering the cholesterol. You said, get off. I'm your doctor.
So you would find it somewhat shocking if I was to tell you I was out golfing with Dr. Cologne and Dr. Intesta. And they asked me about my patient Stan and how things are going.
Uh-huh, okay, that's fine. They know that I'm in the public eye. They know you're my doctor. I'm sure that conversation comes up from time to time.
And they asked me a lot of medical questions as to how I was handling the situation.
The situation?
And they,
I saw you about 3 months ago. Everything was fine. You said I'd see you in 6 months. And here I am sitting here having to defend myself about something I don't even know what you're talking about.
And I'm getting voicemails from oncologists asking if they can help.
What? Oncologists? What are you hearing, doctor? What are you hearing amongst the medical community?
Well, the word on the street, Stan, as if you don't know, is that you've got liver cancer and you need a liver transplant.
That's not... Oh, my God!
And
who?
The fact that you would keep this from your own doctor.
I'm not keeping anything from you. So it's made its way into the medical world that I have liver cancer and need a liver transplant, and now my own personal physician is calling me. Dave?
Yeah, man.
This was a joke between my producer, Haney, and I, because Dave the Waterman's a gossip. And sure enough, we waited a week and it started making its way around.
Don't try to cover yourself. This didn't come from Dave.
Who did it come from?
Dr. Intesta was having some computer work done. And I guess the receptionist was talking to the IT guy.
Yes.
And then he got...
Was it ACT Computers?
I think so.
Yeah. And that's D-Train, our old producer, who does a podcast with Dave because Dave couldn't keep his mouth shut because we were playing a little ruse and saying that I needed a transplant. And Haney's saying, I hope I'm a donor and all that. And sure enough, it spread around. Doc, it's not true. They even made it. It even made its way to the radio station. They were going to have a stand day because Dave couldn't keep his mouth shut with something that wasn't true. My liver is fine. You know I'd go to you first.
Well, that's what I would have thought. But,
it's fine. You know. It's just we got somebody with loose lips around here that thinks he hears gossip and wants to start crap. I'm fine, Doc.
I guess that's good news.
I'm a little hurt by the fact that you wouldn't trust me enough to know that I would come to you first and think that I'd go behind your back or anything like that.
Well, it's just everywhere.
Dr. Cologne, like I mean, Dr. Cologne, like, he's played golf with us before, and Dr. Cologne, he shouldn't be talking to you about that anyway.
Well, it was really more Dr. Intesta, but Dr. Cologne was right next to him.
Dr. Intesta, they're in the same building. You know that? It's probably going around there, too. Crying out loud. You know I wouldn't do that. It's just a gossip, a rumor starter, an Esther.
Well, if it was just that, maybe I would have, figured maybe it was not. Except for the fact that I find out from Nancy... that you get married,
yeah, that,
you've
that's,
set a date, and
that's true.
I'm hearing about this from her.
That's true. I mean, it's going to be a private affair. There's not going to be anybody. Can you come to Las Vegas?
Yeah, is there anything more private than when I put the glove on? Is there anything more private than that? You didn't think of me once.
Oh, trust me, when you put the glove on, I'm thinking about you. But this was a thing. It was a deal going on. It's still way off in the distance, Doc.
Ben,
if you'd like Ben, to come.
Ben, you can't just go off half-cocked and get married.
I'm not going off.
We got a lot of work to do before you get married.
Hold on a second. You are her. I don't know if you've put two and two together. I referred her to you. You've seen her in your exam room.
Nancy.
You've seen her. I referred her. She needed a new medical doctor, and I said, I've got the best one around. If we're going to spend the rest of our lives together, we may as well see the same doctor.
Let me see the chart.
You already examined her.
Let me see the chart. Okay. Da-da-da. Yeah, I referred her, Stan. Dr. Volvicini.
Now, see, she didn't tell me that.
I thought.
Well, it's a lady doc.
Oh, that explains it. That's right. Lady doc, Dr. Volvestini.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now, look, I guess she's in good health because I haven't heard anything.
Well, that's lady stuff. I didn't think you'd want me going in there.
I don't know. I don't want. You're not a gynecologist. Well, you're in general practice.
Plus, you know, I'm a big guy, and, you know, if I hurt you, you know.
I appreciate that. Just realize you're invited to the wedding if you can get out there. And I don't need a liver transplant.
All right, that's all for the good. But before you think about getting married, going off half cock like that, we got to get a... You know what?
What?
You're an older man.
Yes!
Okay?
Yes!
And you want to be virile when you consummate the marriage. Okay? All right, there's going to be a lot of pressure.
She already lives with me. She already lives with me.
Well, what's that got to do with consummating the marriage?
Consummating the marriage. What do you mean? You don't think it's been consummated?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Are you asking me if I believe that you would be involved in premarital sexual activity?
I gotta go. You're invited,
look,
what?
I am gonna. We gotta get your pipes cleaned. I'm sending you over to Dr. Balzac.
All right. Just let me know what time the appointment is.
All right. And tell her she needs to see Volvestini.
You know, radio is a crazy business, and 96K Rock is no exception. You see, while others routinely come and go, we stubbornly remain. Which begs the perfectly logical question, Stan and Haney, smart or dumb? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
It's always good to talk to the doctor. It makes me feel so much better that I'm in good hands.
The hell of a guy.
Yeah, and my new bride. Well taken care of.
Yep. Nothing but the best.
Yeah. Stan and Haney are going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News with Mark Haney. I want to say something, Dave.
Hmm.
This is serious talk now.
All right, buddy.
Serious talk. You've been through a rough week. We exposed some of your hidden secrets, and it's been a rough week for you.
Yeah, man.
And we've been teasing you with the booze bottle, and of course, how many times have we fallen for the gag where we're all gonna go and drink a little something, and you're the only one that does.
I know, man.
Junior, get on in here. Come on in here, Junior. I went and I got four glasses.
Hmm.
And I've
those are nice glasses.
Yeah, that was from the wine fest that we did.
Oh man,
I got us four.
Those are nice.
Yeah, I got us four glasses.
Oh.
And I figured if we're a team,
this is not.
We're
cool.
A team. We're all gonna do it together.
Something ain't right.
No, what are you talking about? Something ain't right.
Let me smell that.
Oh, there.
No, I don't trust you, man.
Okay, is it real or not real?
Let me smell yours, bro.
Mine's the same thing.
All right.
Now, hold on a second. I said to you before the break started.
Yeah.
You don't do anything you don't want to do.
Right.
All right?
Good for you, bro.
All right? Now, yours is here.
Mm.
We have ours.
Yep.
Just to show you that we're a team. Watch. Haney, Junior.
Sláinte.
Cheers. Oh!
A little bitter.
It's good though.
Yeah. I don't know what I've been missing. Dave, you don't have to do it. See what I'm going to do for you?
Yeah.
Three of us just did a nice shot of the whiskey.
Yeah, good for
There's
you.
There's yours.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Gone.
Good.
good.
Somebody's going to smell that garbage.
Yeah, that's going to be rank.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're leaving.
Yeah, we're leaving.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Here, let me throw those away.
Stuck to his guns.
Yep. Stuck to your guns. Last chance. Do you want to do one with the team?
No, bro. I'm a part of the team. I felt I was included.
Once again.
Rock on.
Yeah.
You know? But proud of you. Mentally did it.
But in fact.
What?
You didn't stick with us again, like a rat jumping off a ship.
Come on, man. Light it up.
Rock traffic.
All right.
The three of us did a shot. You didn't.
How does this happen? All right, man.
I poured yours right down in the garbage.
Thank you. Thank you.
Imagine what it would be like to be Dave and all the time going, how does this happen, Stan? You don't know what it's like.
No. It's a conspiracy, man.
You proved you're not part of the team.
Oh, huh? Come on.
You saw me pour yours down.
Thank you.
Junior, you okay?
My esophagus is burning right now.
Oh, come on, man.
Last chance. You want to do one with us? Do some traffic.
All right, real quick.
Baby.
All right. You know what to do, buddy. We got one crash report in Fort Myers. We've got a crash at Andrea Lane and South Tamiami Trail, and that'll do traffic another 30 minutes.
All right. Sure about that?
Yep. I'm good. I appreciate it.
You jealous?
No, not really at all, man.
Three grown men went and did a shot, and you watched yours go into the garbage pail?
I'll be back.
He's a good boy.
Yeah. Yeah, so next time when Haney and I and Junior and D-Train say, come on, let's do one.
I don't think that was even real, man, what you did.
It wasn't real.
It didn't look. It looked awfully.
All right. Smell that. Tell me that wasn't real.
Oh.
That's going to be ripe.
There's garbage and whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, that's not real.
And he's got a sensitive stomach, Stan.
Yeah.
All right.
Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by...
And he's got things to do.
Jason and... Oh, that's right. Errand time. Menial tasks. Go. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Puss. Starts...
Nobody calls him that, dude.
Yeah, well...
Nobody.
Was proof right there. Three of us. Right down the old chute.
I hope you enjoy it.
It was good.
Not today, bro.
Not today, man. He's been through it. I go and have a real serious moment. Hey, we're a team here.
Yeah, and especially on top of all the health problems you've been having.
Yep. Damn liver.
This is the Evening News with Harry Reasoner and Barbara Walters, who's in California. Also, Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith in Washington.
I'm Ann Compton.
I'm Charles Gibson.
I'm Joey King.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hit.
Must not be doing it hard enough.
Yeah. Well, why is it? Hold on. It's like not even showing up. Hold on. Hello. Hello.
Hello. This is he.
Hold on.
La da da dee. La da da da.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
It's a $5,000 CD player.
Sure is.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, January 25th.
MMXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. What are you laughing at? Should I go or should I stay or should I go?
I can just read these two. There's two sides to every coin.
Okay.
Heads and a tails. We just did that. Text number one. There are three parts to every magic trick. The pledge, the turn, and the prestige. Well played, Stan. The next text. In the same second. So Stan's a hypocrite. And always telling Dave, don't drink on the air. Maybe Stan's the real waterhead. if you think for a second, for 1 second, that Junior, Haney, and I did a shot of whiskey, you're stupid.
Sorry about that, folks.
Dave's was, however, 100% real.
And I think about that proof as well.
Yeah.
You know, we all know Disneyland in California, Disney World here.
Yeah.
But did you know there was very nearly, all the way back in 1960, another location?
Disney World, China.
In the United States.
Oh, really?
In 1960.
So that was before Disney World, even.
In 1960, Cedar Point Amusement Park in Sandusky, Ohio, made a deal to convert their property into a Disneyland location. They had the deal.
Yeah.
But it fell through.
You know who that was? Roy.
It was all, they had an agreement in place, but it fell through last minute. Where does, we all enjoy a nice Caesar salad with our steaks.
Yeah.
Where does Caesar salad come from?
Didn't you tell me that you knew that once? You gave the whole thing on that.
Well, no. I was telling you about Raymond Burr's recipe for Caesar salad, which is just tremendous.
Raymond Burr. Post that on our website, Raymond Burr's Caesar salad.
Oh, yeah. It should be readily accessible. And you'll never have a better Caesar than Raymond Burr's Caesar salad. It should show up.
Right. Oh, it should.
Yeah. Because it is world famous.
But he didn't invent the Caesar salad.
No. He just perfected it. Raymond Burr's Caesar salad.
Yeah, well,
Senior Caesar
those
salad.
Those of you who know Raymond Burr are probably seniors. I got that from a junior today. They were. I was watching a clip of the Jets and the Colts in Super Bowl III.
Yeah.
He goes, the Baltimore Colts, they were in Baltimore? He was dead serious. I said, yeah, that's where most of their history is, in Baltimore.
Yeah. Wow. The Caesar salad comes from Tijuana. It was created by an Italian immigrant named Caesar Cardini at a restaurant he owned there in Tijuana.
Okay. Look at this, Haney. Hey, guys, I tried that Duke's mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah.
The best. Thanks, Stan.
Stan doesn't like it.
I use Hellman's.
Yeah, this was supposed to be your week to catch hell. And they're going easy on you.
What are you talking about?
You know, I've tried to curve you away from your worst impulses. To curve you away.
Yeah, curve me away, yeah.
Why the hell are there so many countries that end in Stan?
I don't know.
Like where we live here, yeah. I like to call it Haney Stan.
Yep. And of course, you got your Afghanistan, your Pakistan.
Uzbekistan.
Yep.
Well, there is a reason for that, because Stan in ancient Persian means homeland.
Thank you.
Are there any countries that have a dragon on their flag?
I think there are.
All right.
I've seen a dragon. I don't know which country it is, but I think there's a dragon.
There are three of them. Bhutan, Wales, and Malta.
Okay. Uh-oh, he's turning something on here.
Well, it's HDMI 1, we know that.
Yeah.
PCM, 60 hertz.
For the first time today, our monitor screen is turned on.
Oh, that's pleasant.
Yep, he's on Google.
What's he wondering what time he gets off today?
Yeah.
A 10-year-old from Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Named Ace Davis.
Love it.
He's going places
Ace.
In life. Had to do a science fair project.
I saw this on the news this morning. This is great.
And what project did 10-year-old Ace choose? Well, he set out to prove Tom Brady is a cheater.
Yep.
Ace did himself some science in order to prove that underinflated balls gave Brady a competitive advantage. He, his mommy, and his sister threw footballs of varying inflation levels, and they found underinflated balls traveled the farthest.
That's a fact.
Ace won the science fair, hands down, and he now moves on to the district competition. And in case it's not apparent, Ace is not a fan of Tom Brady.
Welcome to the club, Ace.
America welcomes you.
Yep.
When he was asked how he came up with the idea, he was blunt about it. Quote, because I hate Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He's been accused of cheating before. I want him caught. Asked what he'd say to Brady if he met him, he said, quote, give me some of your money. You don't deserve it.
Way to go, Ace.
Ace also predicts the Rams will win the Super Bowl 30-14 after Brady throws three interceptions and Todd Gurley runs for two touchdowns.
Oh, that'd be so great. That'd be so great. There he is. Look at him. Way to go, Ace. Got the facts to back him up, too.
He is going places.
Yep.
That's a smart kid.
Yeah, it is. He knows it, even at that age. And something ain't right in the NFL.
And what a beautiful thing for a 10-year-old boy sailing to victory, driven by hatred.
Yep.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. There is a stepdad in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, and on Saturday, he live-tweeted a major saga going down at his house, some real high drama.
Yeah.
Now, he knew his 18-year-old stepson had brought a girl home the night before.
Yeah.
And she'd slept over. Apparently, he had clearly heard them getting it on in the middle of the night, but he didn't say a word. The kid's mom didn't know. So he kept the entire world updated on his stepson's progress of trying to smuggle the girl out of the house the next morning without mommy finding out.
This is great.
Mom woke up at 8 a.m. and began to clean the house. At this point, the girl would have to walk directly past Mama to successfully grab her shoes and leave, or even use the bathroom. Stuck. So that's at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Eventually, shortly after noon.
What? 4 hours later?
Mommy was cleaning the house. She was everywhere. Eventually, after noon, the girl successfully snuck downstairs long enough to use the bathroom, and about an hour later, the stepson headed down to retrieve her shoes. At this point, The stepdad says, quote, OMG, this kid. He casually strolls downstairs and grabbed the shoes and went back upstairs, side-eyeing me the whole way past. I winked at him. Then finally, around 2:30 p.m., Mommy went into the bedroom to relax, and the kid was finally able to get the girl out the side door.
How didn't Mama, who was cleaning the house, recognize that somebody's shoes don't belong?
Especially of the feminine persuasion.
Exactly.
And this stepdad, that's a long time to stick with a story.
No
Even
kidding.
The most intrepid reporter needs to be tipped off like CNN.
Yep, like they were this morning.
I am so pissed about that.
How are they tipped off? Who tips them off to be at Roger Stone's?
Oh, it's just my reporter's instinct.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. Bastards. A 15-year-old kid near Cincinnati decided it would be a good idea to drop some acid Wednesday morning.
Right on.
At school. He also decided it would be in his best interest to begin groping female staff members at the school. First, he grabbed his teacher's chest and then ran out of the building like a kook. So a school cop, you know, resource officer,
sure,
brought him back in. Next on his list, the school secretary.
Yeah.
Got a little handsy with her. And as the cop was trying to cuff him, he took the opportunity to lunge at the principal and grabbed her breast. He also said several R-rated things that we cannot repeat. Police then took him to the hospital, where at one point he yelled, "I'm an Avenger!"
Hey!
And tried to choke out a nurse with her own stethoscope.
Right on.
He admitted he got the LSD. And when the police asked him where he got it, he admitted he took it. And he got it from his dog.
Yep.
He faces charges for assault, vandalism, resisting arrest, and gross sexual imposition. Who among us isn't guilty of that?
Yep. Gross imposition. Rusty, lie down.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, we've all been taught through the magic of pornography that pizza delivery generally turns into getting it on.
Yep, that's special delivery.
Yeah. Well, evidently not in this day and age.
Yeah, that pizza delivery with a side of kielbasa.
A 30-year-old gent named Christopher Owens from Woodhaven, Michigan, ordered a pizza from Domino's earlier this month.
All right.
And when the female driver got there, she could not help but notice, well, that the old cow had left the pasture. The old barn door was open. Hanging right out the fly of his pajama pant. Now, she might have overlooked that, except for the fact that he was messing around with it as well. So, she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She yelled at him, got real stern, and called the police.
Yep.
When the police arrived, Christopher claimed, "It's all a big misunderstanding."
Yep.
You know, his junk accidentally fell out of his PJs, and he was just trying to put it back.
Yep, doing the old rodeo rope trick.
And at that point, they all had a good... No, they didn't.
Nope.
Because the cops were willing to give him the benefit of a doubt.
Okay.
Okay. If he would answer one question.
Yeah.
The question was if he had any previous indecent exposure arrests.
Ah.
Although that has nothing to do with what's happening here, he admitted it had happened twice. And now there are three. And that's the news for today, Friday, January 25th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. By the way, Junior, did you find the recipe for Raymond Burr's Caesar salad?
Yeah.
Pretty tasty.
It's a classic.
It looks pretty good, doesn't it?
What was it? Onion salt, garlic salt, sour cream or something?
Yeah.
Anchovies.
He is a Caesar salad genius.
Did you find the actual recipe?
Yeah.
Where it says Raymond Burr's Caesar salad. I want that online so that all of our listeners can make that this weekend.
That is so nice of you.
Yeah.
That is so thoughtful.
I don't think in all the years that Haney's been talking about Raymond Burr's Caesar salad, did we ever post it for easy access to our audience.
Yeah, pops right up.
Yep. Does it really?
Yep.
Now, I know it basically goes into Caesar salad, Haney.
But it's Raymond Burr's.
What makes Raymond Burr's special? What's the ingredient? You're looking at the list. What's the one thing that jumps out at you that makes Raymond Burr's Caesar salad different from any other Caesar salad?
Because it is so simple, it's genius. What you need is one large bunch of romaine.
Of course.
Quarter cup oil.
Yeah.
3/4 cup sour cream.
Yeah.
1/2 teaspoon of salt. Yeah. 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder. 1/8 teaspoon onion salt. 1 teaspoon of vinegar. 1 teaspoon of lemon. 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese. And 1 cup of croutons.
Ah! There it is. That's the secret.
Now you rinse.
Croutons.
Rinse your lettuce. Pat it dry with a paper towel. Tear into bite-sized pieces, chill in refrigerator until needed. Combine oil, sour cream, mix in seasonings, mix vinegar and lemon separately. Slowly add to sour cream mixture. Stir 1/4 cup Parmesan cheese, refrigerate an hour, toss with romaine and remaining cheese and croutons, and voila, Raymond Burr's Caesar salad.
Why did I for some reason think that you told me that there were anchovies in it?
And a classic Caesar salad, it calls for anchovies.
But not in Raymond Burr's.
No, this is Raymond Burr's.
Okay.
Now, okay. I probably shouldn't say this.
Yeah.
But if you choose,
yeah,
you can add anchovies to Raymond Burr's salad.
For that extra kick.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that's not as he presents the salad.
Yeah. Well, we all know about him. We'll be back.
Whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button. Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Thank you for spending your entire week with us. Greatly appreciated. The Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. Safe word at 6 o'clock. Texter wants to know, Haney, some problem with the Raymond Burr Caesar salad recipe. Shouldn't a Burr Caesar salad have Rod Stewart's favorite sauce on it?
That's just disrespectful. You know, Raymond Burr loved this area.
He did. He loved to go shelling.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, your first real traffic report of the day. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza. North Fort Myers got a crash. Pondella Road and North Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers crash, Metro Parkway and Crystal Drive. And one more for you. It's a hit and run in Lehigh Acres. Alabama Road North and Leland Heights Boulevard West. And you are up to date. Let's laugh a little bit.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
Now, some of you may be having difficulty with my accent. Of course, technically, I don't have an accent. I'm English. This is just how things sound when they're pronounced properly. My girlfriend said you wanted me to tease her. I said, all right, fatty. She sat me down recently for one of those serious relationship conversations where she talked at me for about 6 hours. I hadn't realised until then that when a man says he is spoken for, that is quite literally what he means. She said to me, she said, Jimmy, we're at a crossroads in our relationship. Down one road is hard work and commitment, but ultimately, happiness. And down the other road, well, the other road is a dead end. And I said, that's not a crossroads, that's a T-junction. Well, I'm glad you laughed. She went mental.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're going to be back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Stan.
Hey, Dr. Bastardo.
Oh, you recognize
me. How can I know you recognize that voice? Whether I'm in the office or you're on the phone, I recognize. Office, phone, or on the 18th or 19th hole?
You know, Stan, I've always been a straight shooter with you.
Yeah, you have. You're my doctor.
Stan?
What?
Do you think that somehow, because I'm friendly with you, that makes me incompetent as a medical professional?
Absolutely not. I mean, geez, Doc. I mean, you and I have been close. Remember the time I had pneumonia and Haney said, go and see Dr. Bastardo. He'll get you fixed up. And that was 20 years ago, and you've been my doctor ever since.
So if there was something really, really wrong with you,
I'd see you.
I would think I'd be the first to know.
You would be, absolutely. I'd consult with family, and then they'd say, get Dr. Bastardo on the phone.
Well, the word on the street, Stan, as if you don't know, is that you've got liver cancer, and you need a liver transplant.
That's not, oh my
and
God!
Who? The fact that you would keep this from your own doctor.
I'm not keeping anything from you. So it's made its way into the medical world that I have liver cancer and need a liver transplant, and now my own personal physician is calling me. Dave,
yeah,
this was a joke between my producer, Haney, and I, because Dave the Waterman's a gossip. And sure enough, we waited a week and it started making its way around.
Don't try to cover yourself. This didn't come from Dave.
Who did it come from?
Dr. Intesta was having some computer work done, and I guess the receptionist was talking to the IT guy.
Yes!
And then he got...
And that happened. Was it ACT Computers?
I think so.
Yeah, and that's D-Train, our old producer, who does a podcast with Dave because Dave couldn't keep his mouth shut because we were playing a little ruse and saying that I needed a transplant. And Haney's saying, I hope I'm a donor and all that. And sure enough, it spread around. Doc, it's not true. They even made it its way to the radio station. They were going to have a stand day because Dave couldn't keep his mouth shut with something that wasn't true. My liver is fine. You know I'd go to you first.
If it was just that, maybe I would have, you know, figured maybe it was not. Except for the fact that I find out from Nancy that you get married.
Yeah, that's
set a date, and
that's true.
I'm hearing about this from her.
that's true. I mean, it's going to be a private affair. There's not going to be anybody that can you come to Las Vegas?
Yeah. Is there anything more private than when I put the glove on? Is there anything more private than that? You didn't think of me once.
Oh, trust me, when you put the glove on, I'm thinking about you. But this was a thing. It was a deal going on. It's still way off in the distance, Doc.
Ben,
if you'd like Ben, to come.
Ben, you can't just go off half-cocked and get married.
I'm not
going
off half-cocked.
We got a lot of work to do before you get married.
Hold on a second. You are her. I don't know if you've put two and two together. I referred her to you. You've seen her in your exam room.
Nancy.
You've seen her.
Dr. Volvicini.
Now, see, she didn't tell me that. I thought.
Well, it's a lady doctor.
Oh, that explains it. That's right. Lady Dr. Volvestini.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now, look, I guess she's in good health because I haven't heard anything.
Well, that's you know, lady stuff. I didn't think you'd want me going in there.
I don't know. I don't want. You're not a gynecologist.
Well,
you're
in
general practice.
Plus, you know, I'm a big guy, and, you know, if I hurt you, you know.
I appreciate that. Just realize you're invited to the wedding if you can get out there. And I don't need a liver transplant.
All right, that's all for the good. But before you think about getting married, going off half cock like that, we got to get a, you know what?
What?
You're an older man.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And you want to be virile when you consummate the marriage. Okay? All right, there's going to be
a
lot of pressure.
She already lives with me. She already lives with me.
Well, what's that got to do with consummating
the marriage? What do you mean? You don't think it's been consummated?
Are you asking me if I believe that you would be involved in premarital sexual activity?
I gotta go. You're invited, okay?
Look,
what?
I am gonna. We gotta get your pipes cleaned. I'm sending you over to Dr. Balzac.
All right. Just let me know what time the appointment is.
All right, and tell her she needs to see Volvicini.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.